Oh, literally, it seems like forever ago, you know. Although I'm still sort of like half living off the back of everything we did on The X Factor. You know, it does seem like so long ago now. It's been 9 years. We've had two albums since then, been dropped twice, you know. Not that I'm proud of that or anything, you know, obviously. But no, it's amazing to be back and it's amazing to be signed as a solo artist.
Well, this is what, you know, like you say, living off the back of it. I suppose X Factor is, you know, even if you don't get through to the final, I suppose, it's a fantastic platform to get your name out there and get your music out there. When you first auditioned, when you were first standing in that queue, did you ever expect to get to the final three?
Absolutely not. I think at the time, you just were hoping to get as far as you possibly can. You know, it's beyond your wildest expectations to actually get all the way to the final. I remember just thinking, oh, if I can just get through the first few rounds and I'll be on TV and all my friends will think I'm amazing, you know. So to kind of get as far as we did was, as I said, beyond our wildest dreams.
A lot of different artists have used The X Factor as a launchpad for their career, some obviously better than others. Do you think that you'd be here today and doing what you're doing now if it wasn't for the show? Do you credit the show with quite a lot of that?
Oh, definitely. The X Factor was that platform that really got us out there. I mean, one thing I will say is the Sean Smith today is very, very different to the Sean Smith that was in Same Difference back in 2007. I've changed so much, but I don't think there'd be any interest in this single had it not been for the fact that I was on X Factor, had it not been for the fact that, you know, Sarah and I were that little bit different and we ended up getting to the final. So I give pretty much every bit of credit to the X Factor for the way that my career's gone ever since.
Are you still a fan of the show? Are you watching this series?
I have been. Do you know, we went on to the Extra Factor on the very first week.
You did, I saw you.
And so, yeah, so it literally, it was one of those things where I kind of watched the first one to kind of get a gist of it all, just in case we were asked some questions. I've got to be completely honest, I've been so busy with promoting the single, and I've also been in a show called That's Entertainment that's been touring the UK. So I haven't really had time to watch it, unfortunately. But now that I'm off, I've got a little bit of time off, I might actually sit down and watch it, because I do enjoy it. I think it's good entertainment, and it's fun to sort of watch before you go on a Saturday night.
Do you know what it is? However much people might slate it, it is a proper good Saturday night family TV show, isn't it? And the thing that Dermot always says every time that, you know, an artist comes back on, and I think they do the similar sort of thing on Extra Factor as well, they always use that phrase, X Factor family. Do you feel like you're sort of part of a bigger, wider X Factor family, and you can always go back and see the guys and get involved?
Oh, definitely. It's absolutely amazing, because every time the X Factor comes back on TV, we always get some kind of interview, or they ask us to do something. Just the other day, we got asked to do This Morning, and it's all because the people that are successful on the X Factor, they really do look after you, and they put an arm around you, and they kind of make you feel, you know, like you deserve everything that you did, and they'll always back you. There are some, obviously, that would have completely different views on it. I've spoken to a few people, for example, that have gone for X Factor and it hasn't done them any good, and they've got the sort of, they don't like, you know, how it perceives them, or how
the association with the show.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, in my experience, I can never say a bad word, because they really do. They mother cuddle you all the way along. You're always involved in things on ITV. And, you know, it's fantastic, you know, because it's a great platform to be able to get yourself out there and get people interested in you.
So let's push the X Factor to one side for a second, because we're talking about Sean Smith now. We're not talking purely about Sean Smith from Same Difference. Although we can't not mention the group. You got to do some amazing things after the show, singles, albums, tours. What was it like sharing that experience with your sister as well? Was that a little bit special?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. It's something that I will always cherish for the rest of my life. You know, it's something to tell the grandkids. You know, me and your auntie, Sarah, we used to be on TV. You know, I can't wait.
You can pull the videos out and show them all.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'll be doing all that. I'll be annoying them like crazy when I'm 80.
It's all right that you're allowed
to. It's something I'm so proud of. And Sarah, you know, is absolutely brilliant. She's doing fantastically well now. She's just opened up her own theatre school for kids called SD Studios. And it's going absolutely amazingly well. I'm so, so proud of her. But to get to share that whole experience with Sarah was something that I'll never forget. And, you know, it brought us closer. It brought us further apart sometimes, you know, all the arguments, the ways we thought things should be going differently. But, you know, now that we look back at it, what amazing times. And I actually wish that we cherished them a lot more while we were in it, because it's not until you look back that you go, wow, did we really do that? That was incredible, you know.
I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Because you're, like you say, even now you're working so hard and so fast, you kind of don't get 5 minutes to just step back and go, hang on a minute, let me just take all this in. It's a bit sort of, and I suppose there comes a point in your career where you can have the luxury, I suppose, of sitting there and just looking back and going, God, we actually did that.
I know, it blows my mind. It's some of the things that we did, you just took them for granted at the time because you were so tired and you were just trying to keep building, you're trying to sell more albums, and you know, but sometimes we'd turn up and there'd be thousands and thousands of people lying in the streets. And I remember when we went to the O2 and it was literally the whole of the O2 was sold out, and you know, people were screaming. And you know, when I look back at it now, it sends shivers down my spine. But you know, while we were in it, we were just sort of in a whirlwind, felt like we were in a hamster bowl and you were just sort of powering through. But wow, some of the things that I can remember are absolutely sensational and insane, and I'll remember them and cherish them for the rest of my life.
Memoirs, that's what you need to get going in a few years' time.
Yeah,
get the autobiography out there, you're sorted. So, this new single then, Mr. Smith, it's called Turn Me On. It's released on the 23rd of September. Is it, and you were talking just about you know, the amazing times that you shared with Sarah and the rest of the guys in X Factor, is it a little bit scary now and maybe a bit surreal to just be going out there on your own and saying, right, this is me, and it's 100% me, take it or leave it?
The thing is, with Same Difference, I could always turn around and go, well, you know, it's potentially more Sarah because she was always a pop princess when she was a kid. And now it's me going.
No excuse.
Who I am, you know, trying to get out there how I truly am as a man. And it is scary because if people say they don't like it, it's something fundamentally wrong with me.
Yeah, you've got nobody to turn to now.
Exactly. But I have to say, it's so amazing how it's all come about. It was just pure. I went into Panto last year and I had to have my sort of top off, and it was like one of these, you know, because I was playing Aladdin.
Yep.
And, you know, I started to notice that people were screaming and going wild for it. And without Sarah there, they didn't feel bad about doing that. So it really got me a whole new audience, and I felt like, oh, wow, this is really who I am, and I love this. And then the next minute, I got you know, invited to be signed to Energize Records, and I was just like, wow, I can't believe my luck. But I have to say, you know, they 100% back me. They love what I'm doing, and they are absolutely fantastic. And the song was brilliant. It's instantly when they sent it to me, I thought, this is a label that really get me and get what I'm trying to do. And so far, so good. It's been absolutely fantastic. And everything that we've had from the single, all the feedback has been brilliant, you know. So it's just amazing.
Well, you know, talking of fans, obviously there's a lot of people that have followed you from the show and from the band and sort of followed on from that. There's a lot of people having a look through Twitter and people that are tweeting you and people that are talking about the single on there. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are responding to the front cover of the single. I can't imagine for a second why. Just a very conservative picture you put on there. Nothing too revealing at all, is assured. But there's a lot of people who have heard bits of it, heard snippets of it, and they're really, really genuinely excited. And it's a very different sound from Same Difference, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. It's a lot more dancey. The thing with Same Difference was that we were always berated whenever we sung about love or anything sexual, even. You know, it's weird when it's brother and sister, and I understand that completely. So we could never do that. Now the gloves are off. You know, Sarah's gone off. She's got her dance school, which has always been a dream of hers. She loves building new talent. And, you know, it just feels like the next step. It feels so right for me to go out and do this on my own. And I can sing about whatever I want. I can be who I want to be. You know, it's not taboo to talk about, you know, things that are a little bit sexier, you know, and it's really suited me, and it's perfect for how I want to be. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me. Everybody online on Twitter is going off the way they are, and it's I haven't seen a bad comment yet, and I'm just so pleased about that because I have put my heart and soul into everything to do with this.
Are you finding that a lot of the Same Difference fans are coming with you and sort of joining you on that journey, or is it a different set of fans that you're appealing to now?
Well, it was really important to me to not alienate the Same Difference fans. I didn't want to go so far removed from where I was. But the fact is, I mean, we had a lot of kid fans when we were on The X Factor, and they've kind of grown up now, and now they're, you know, they've gone through their teenage years. Even this was 9 years ago, you know. So they're completely different people now, and I would hope that they sort of remember us in a, oh, my word, I used to love them, so I'm going to sort of continue on the journey with him type way. But also, I would hope that this would now appeal to the masses. You know, it's going to hopefully appeal to those who, you know, who love listening to radio, you know, to people who, you know, hopefully I'll be a little bit more attractive now that, you know, I haven't got my sister. I'm really hoping that they all, you know, they all come along, but also I appeal to more people across the board as well.
To give it a chance, you know, to not assume that they're going to hear the same sort of stuff. If they weren't a massive fan of Same Difference back in the day, if they, you know,